This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Tuesday, the 2nd of April. A motorcycle rider was killed in a crash during a police chase in Sydney's Inner West yesterday afternoon. At around 2:30 p.m, Highway Patrol officers tried to pull over a motorbike travelling along Arthur Street at Strathfield, but the bike failed to stop. Police gave chase before the motorcycle clipped a nearby Toyota Corolla while trying to overtake the car, lost control, and crashed into a power pole in front of a childcare centre. A Caboolture mother claims Queensland Health failed her toddler, who is now brain damaged and fighting for life in intensive care after contracting the usually harmless hand, foot and mouth disease. Carly Mulheron has detailed her daughter Zara's shocking deterioration over the space of a month, leading to her invoking Ryan's Rule at Queensland's Children's Hospital on March 25th after watching her daughter turn blue in front of medical staff. Under Ryan's Rule, a clinical review was undertaken and Zara was rushed into the ICU where she had her first cardiac arrest, leaving her with permanent brain damage and a significantly injured bowel that requires surgery. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The Victorian Premier's office is fighting to keep hundreds of documents from Daniel Andrews' time in office secret in a legal case with ramifications for government transparency. Lawyers for Premier Jacinta Allan are arguing in the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal that the documents relating to the fatally bungled hotel quarantine program can no longer be accessed under Freedom of Information laws following Mr. Andrews' resignation in September. And Adelaide City Council member Jing Lee helped enrol 500 new voters in the hotly contested 2020 local government election, according to Freedom of Information documents. But Mr. Lee has told the Advertiser what he did was completely legal. The documents include 16 emails from Mr. Lee to council staff with the name, phone number, address and respective wards of the new residents.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus. Us on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.